The legendary 4th century calligrapher Wang Shizhi stands in a waterside pavilion with his young attendant. They gaze reflectively at a vast open river. Mountain peaks rise in the far distance. Two long-necked white geese glide across the calm waters of this quiet, meditative scene. It is believed that their graceful forms and movements inspired Wang's elegant calligraphic style. The painting was made in the late 13th century, but employs an archaistic style appropriate for Wang Shizhi's time. The blue-green color and the schematized forms recall the idyllic landscapes of the 4th to 6th centuries, when political instability led many Chinese to embrace Buddhist or Taoist visions of paradise. It's not surprising that the artist, Chen Xuan, chose to focus on China's glorious past. He lived through the Mongol conquest of China, which culminated with the fall of the Song Dynasty in 1279. At that time, despondent Chinese scholars, Chen Xuan among them, withdrew from public service and retired to private life. They engaged in artistic endeavors, such as painting, music, and the writing of calligraphy. In this historical context, scholar gentlemen such as Chen Xuan achieved new prominence in the arts and culture of China. Chen Xuan rejected earlier emphasis on technical skill and naturalistic devices in favor of self-expression. To hear more about the art of the Chinese scholar class, press play now.